Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get into this before we bring our guests on. Charlie Munger, rest in peace to Charlie Munger.
Who
passed away. Longtime partner of Warren Buffett. So, in light of passing of Charlie Munger, what are some 5 lessons that you've learned and adopted from him?
Number one, to be extremely honest in a world of deception. Regardless of what you thought about Charlie, he was always incredibly honest in his approach on investing, life and business. Number two, this one I took to heart. The big money is in waiting, not in the buying and selling. We'll talk about it tonight. As much fear has been reported all year, S&P is up 20% for the year almost. The NASDAQ has won 5 weeks in a row. There's no big crash coming. The economy is having a tough time, but the longer you hold your positions, the better. Number three, spend a little bit of time being wiser than you were the previous day. This is why I always preach the reading, learning, soaking up information, because you want to try to push to be 1% better every day. And over time, you'll be able to pass up a lot of your competition. The first 100,000 that you make is going to be the hardest and it's going to be a bitch. But once you get to that 100,000 and deploy it, life will get a lot smoother. That is very true. And a great business at a fair price is much better than a fair business at a great price. Buy the best companies on earth, buy them at a great price, hold them for a long term, and you'll be good. You can argue almost Charlie may have been better than Warren at investing, and he helped shape Warren's philosophy on buy businesses. So I want to say rest in peace to Charlie. That was, I mean, I know he was 99, but it was like, it's always tough when a legend dies. Send your prayers to Warren, because I mean, this has been his buddy forever. I can only imagine the pain that he's going through. So rest in peace to Charlie. But what about you two? What are like some great lessons you've taken from Charlie?
I got five. So I know you're going to do the lessons. So I put my five favorite quotes, and they kind of like life lessons in themselves. So my first one was, to get what you want, you have to deserve what you want.
That's a great one.
Not yet crazy enough place to reward a whole bunch of undeserving people. So this is kind of like the
powerful.
Yeah. I mean, it's the premise of what we do, right? Like when we say everything's earned, like, yeah, everything that you see is deserved, right? Because we've earned it. Mm-hmm. We've worked hard, and the world will reward you as such. So that was a dope one to me. I got, remember that reputation and integrity are your most valuable assets and can be lost in a heartbeat. Number three might be my favorite. And you'll probably love this one too. Mimicking the herd invites regression to the mean, merely average performance. Right. So like, right. The person that is creative and the person that's always originating, they stand out. Whereas the person who's copying and continuously trying to imitate, all they're doing is making themselves more and more average.
Average.
That was a dope one. This one was dope too. Invest in a business any fool can run. Right. So most people are like, what should I invest in a business any fool could run? Because someday a fool will.
That's a great point.
If it won't stand a little mismanagement, it's not a great business. And the last one, and this is like a life lesson for sure, those who keep learning will keep rising in life. And so shout out to everybody that's here tonight. I mean, those are words to live by, right? Every time we get to learn, every time we get more information, we get to share it. That helps us grow as people. That helps us grow with our level of intelligence, but it helps us spread information that probably people hadn't heard or definitely hadn't heard in a way that was being expressed. So keep learning so you can shed more information to help everybody grow.
Yeah, the biggest thing, the most insightful thing that I've ever heard him say was never sell something that you wouldn't buy. And
that's a great one.
Yeah, it is. And it speaks to a lack of code of ethics from a variety of different people. And if you internalize that, if you really think about that, you might not fully understand it just on face value, but if you think about it, that's like one of life's golden rules. Never sell something that you wouldn't buy, right? And that's something that I think you know, when you're trying to make a dollar, if you're trying to, you know, cheat your customers, it's going to come back to you eventually. So if the product isn't good enough for you to buy, then why would you sell it to somebody else?
It's a great point. And we would have avoided some scandals throughout these last 4 or 5 years if people would have stood on that. 2024 is going to be real interesting. It's going to be the year of explosion. Shout out to all my numerology people, astrology people, and Mercury retrograde is coming up in a couple of weeks. Get your affairs in order.
444.
Get your affairs in order.
444 album.
Big facts.
Legendary.
I know.
Happy birthday to Hov.
Shout out to Blue Pill. happy birthday to Hov.
Happy birthday to Hov.
Yeah.
So before we bring Chris on, how do you think this will affect Berkshire Hathaway?
I don't think it will affect it at all. I think they've done a great job of succession planning. If Warren passes, that would be another thing. But I think the succession plan is great. But when you lose the icon like that, it does have an impact on culture. I think overall, they've run that business so well and they have such a great team in place. I'm not too much worried about the valuation of the business. What I'm worried about is it was with his passing, and then whenever Warren passes, I hope that's not for another 15 years. We may not have anyone that is incredibly honest about the state of affairs in the country and in investing. So those are my two biggest concerns with potentially of his passing. But stock could be fine. The stock could be. The shareholders are great. The company's great. They'll be fine.
Yeah, and if you look at what they're invested in, I mean, you're talking about 40% of the company is made its wealth in Apple, which we can see is, you know, has the largest market cap in American history. So, I mean,
they'll be fine.
They'll be fine. But yeah, I mean, he's 99 years old. Warren's 93. Yeah. So I'm sure the succession plan has been in place for years.
For a while.
And I'm sure that they're, even now with this passing, this is like, okay, now we have to make sure that the succession plan is revisited and tightened to a point that we can now sustain the dominance that they've had over the past 60 years. 60 years of investment? It's incredible.
Yeah. To my folks in Omaha, if y'all need some help,
holla at your boy.
How many times? You know, we know a few people, myself included.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.